The Federal Acquisition Regulations Council is expected to finalize as many as 9 new regulations in 2013. The FAR Council and agencies released details of procurement policy changes in their semi-annual regulatory agenda. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, combed through the listings and joins us with details on some of the new regulations you should pay the most attention to. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so since every agency buys, every agency ought to care about this. So what are the most significant changes you see coming?
Absolutely, and I have to tell you, as being the wonky geek that I will fully admit to, I love the semi-regulatory agenda. It's one of those looks into what the government's doing that many times people don't really understand or see what they're doing, and it kind of gives you a preview of what is coming up or what should be expected over the next year or so. So the ones that stood out to me are the final rules that are coming out that were just in the last week's semi-regulatory agenda. One of them stood out was the privacy training for vendors to ensure they meet specific requirements to handle and protect what they call, personal identifiable information, PII. Now, this is a rule that's obviously in the final stage and should come out. I think it was due out late 2012, so now we're pushing it, obviously, to early 2013 because it's not quite out yet. And this is one of those rules that a lot of contractors are not real excited about. I remember doing a story a couple months ago when the proposed rule came out, maybe even a year ago now, when the Professional Services Council kind of came out and said, this is not what we want. This idea of privacy regulations is important. We support that. But should the really government be telling the industry how to do privacy training, and don't they already do privacy training? So I think that one's going to be a very interesting final rule to see where they've taken it since the last set of comments. Another one that I think is interesting is along the same lines as privacy and security is the final rule that should again come out in April to safeguard contractor information systems that contains government or other public information or data that's created for the government and that will reside on or transmit through contractor systems. Again, this is part of the cybersecurity update that's going across the federal acquisition regulations. And the idea here is the federal government has a responsibility, has a way to control their own systems. But what about contractor systems? I think that's where this one kind of popped out from. People going, well, what about our data on other people's systems? Shouldn't we have a right to tell them how to control their systems?
Now, Jason, let me just ask, interject here. That seems to be in response to some serious breaches that have occurred over the past couple of years. I think Lockheed had some in particular where they're worried that F-35 plans got out. Is there anything that happened in the privacy front in particular that you know of that caused this contractor privacy training rule?
I don't think there's anything specifically happened. I think it's all related back to that cybersecurity concern. Whenever people talk about security, privacy is, right next to it. They've got to protect privacy and security. So I think that's where it's come from. Plus the PII piece, I mean, you remember from the Veterans Department and the idea when their CD was lost with 26 million, the date of 26 million veterans. I think that's all connected to this update of the FAR.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit just about these semi-annual regulatory agendas in general. I mean, I know for you maybe it's beach reading, but are a lot of the things that you're seeing in here, these regulations and proposed rules, are they things that we've heard coming down the pipeline or are they surprises?
No, I think most of them are stuff we've heard coming down the pipeline in one way or the other. What I find is interesting is it really does catch you up on, I remember that proposed rule. When I was doing the chart and the story, which I have to obviously give lots of credit to our web folks over there putting together a wonderful chart on federalnewsradio.com, is that, when I went back and found how many stories we've talked about or written about that connect back to these final rules specifically. On the proposed rule side, which we'll get to some of the highlights there in a sec, those kind of are the kind of, they are working on something around that. You may have seen an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking, or you may have seen a policy letter or a law that then needs to initiate a regulation change, but you don't know what the status is. So that's why this gives us kind of that heads up of, that's where the government is heading with this specific topic and when it comes to regulations and acquisition.
Okay, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. You've mentioned two of them, privacy and contractor systems protection. What else looks big to you that's coming out?
Well, one of the proposed rules that really stood out to me was, again, from the FAR Council, was the performance of inherently governmental or critical functions. And basically, this is to implement the policy letter from September 2011, and this is just in the proposed rule stage. So this is already almost, by the time this will come out, 18 months old. But this is all goes back to A76 and competitive sourcing and the idea of our government employees doing government work or are contractors doing government employees' work. And this is the Obama administration to kind of change course and bring kind of more, or do some course correction, I guess is a better word to say, to bring some of the stuff that was maybe outsourced under the Bush administration back inside to the Obama administration. But what's interesting about this is this policy letter came out almost 18 months ago. So what's taking so long to get the acquisition rule changed, especially when we talk to Dan Gordon, we talk to the unions, we talk to the private sector experts, people were like, it's not that big of a change. I mean, they did some clarifications and they checked some boxes differently, but it's not a huge major rewrite. So it's interesting why this is taking so long.
And yet this is still only a proposed rule, whereas some of them are final. So
exactly,
they're not even issuing it as an interim rule, which means that you have to do it until they decide. A proposed rule means you don't have to do anything until all the comments are in and the process is completed.
So you're talking at least another year, if not more, once that proposed rule is out to really get a final rule out there. And I think you're right. The fact is that they could, if they felt it was a must-have rule, they could do an interim rule with requests for comments, meaning we will put it out, this is effective now, but we'll still take comments and change it if necessary.
And Jason, just as I look at the story that you've written in that chart that you were mentioning on federalnewsradio.com, it does seem like April is going to be a fairly big year in terms, a fairly big month, in terms of a lot of these things coming out, either being proposed to, in that month or becoming final.
Yeah, it's interesting why April. I mean, a lot of times things are, they look at this first or second quarter of the fiscal year to try to get something done. I don't know why, don't think April is a magic month for any other reason, but just timing wise. I mean, if you go through some of the rules, you'll see September, you'll see February, you'll see October. So a lot of these things do take a lot of time. So it's all depending on the government schedule. So, and their estimates. And let's be honest, most of these probably will slip a little bit.
And there's one, too, that we should probably note, and that is it addresses intentional misrepresentation of small business status to the government, requires annual recertification of size before being listed in the system for award management as a small business.
Yeah, that's going to be a final rule that's supposed to be out in March 2013. And this has been an area of, I don't know about controversy, but a lot of debate in the small business community and within government. I mean, annual certification really concerns small business groups because it puts a lot of pressure, a lot of onus on those small businesses. At the same time, it also requires the government to look at, okay, is this person still a small business like they said they were? And there was even some things where, I remember one proposal, doesn't not necessarily in this rule itself, but there was some discussion maybe a year and a half ago or so, where they were saying, well, the SBA will do the certification. And a lot of people were like, no, we don't want that to happen. So they went back to that kind of that annual recertification where you need, you know, executives to sign off, and then they could be held kind of under penalty of lying to the government, which, as we all have learned over the years, is something you'd never want to do. But this will be a very interesting rule to see how it's implemented and how the effect it's going to be, because there's a lot of complaints about large businesses acting as small businesses or getting small business set-aside contracts when they shouldn't because they have a loophole that they're exploiting. So this will be interesting to see how this kind of changes the small business environment.
And Jason, before we let you go, any other sort of agency-specific rules or regulations that caught your eye?
I'll point to two of them. I think the General Services Administration is doing a rewrite of the sections that are governing contracting actions under the federal supply schedule. Now, this is an internal change to GSA's. You know, there's the Federal Acquisition Regulations Council, and then each agency has their own version of the acquisition regulations that address their own, you know, unique needs. They take the big one and then add to it. And this would be a major rewrite to the federal supply schedules at a time when there's a lot of discussion about changing the federal supply schedules. So it's very interesting, and this is going to be a final rule supposedly in September 2013, that how will this, you know, integrate. For instance, there's a lot of discussion around something called the demand-based schedule, which is GSA's way to say, let's update the schedule, let's make it better and focus on the areas where other agencies, their customer agencies, are actually buying from versus what we think people may want or what vendors may want to sell. And real quick, the other one that I'll point out is a Defense Department final rule that should come out in February 2013. And this creates a checklist for contractors to complete under solicitations that will require the submission of certified cost or pricing data. Our colleague Jared Serbu, our DOD reporter, wrote an article that I linked to in the story, talk about the better buying initiative and the idea of should cost versus what does cost. And there's a lot of pressure on DOD contracting officers and then therefore their vendors to make sure that they know what the real cost is of what they're buying versus an estimated cost. And then you have scope creep and things pop up. And I think with all the budget pressure that agencies, but DOD specifically, are under, that's why I think this idea of a checklist is coming into saying, hey, do you meet these 5, 7, 10, whatever many they're going to be, requirements to figure out what your cost really is versus just an estimate that, you know, could be spaghetti against the wall.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. Jason, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.
And by the way, that last one is supposed to be final next month. We've got a chart with all of these rules online. Check it out, federalnewsradio.com.